Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 35 and verse 38. The angel Gabriel visits Mary. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Having come in, the angel said to her, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But when she saw him, she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered what kind of salutation this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And look, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and will call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. There will be no end to his kingdom." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, seeing I am a virgin?" The angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God." And Mary said, "See, the handmaid of the Lord, be it to me according to your word." The angel departed from her. Thanks be to God. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, the birth of Jesus. Now it happened in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrolment made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to enroll themselves, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to enroll himself with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, being pregnant. It happened, while they were there, that the day had come when she should give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in pieces of cloth, and placed him in a feeding trough, because there was no guest room available for them. Thanks be to God. Luke chapter 2 verses 8 to 20. The shepherds go to the manger. There were shepherds in the same country, staying in the field and keeping watch by night over their flock. And look, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you this day, in the city of David, a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This is the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in a feeding trough." Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards humankind." And it happened that when the angels went away from them into the sky, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem now and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They came with haste and found both Mary and Joseph, and the baby was lying in the feeding trough. When they saw it, they made known the saying which was spoken to them about the child. All who heard it wondered at the things which were spoken to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all of these sayings and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, just as it was told them. Thanks be to God. Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 to 12. The wise men are led by the star to Jesus. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, look, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who is born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And when King Herod heard it, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he asked them where the Messiah would be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are in no way least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them exactly what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also come and worship him." And they, having heard the king, went their way. And look, the star which they saw in the east went before them, until it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And they came into the house and saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered gift to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Being warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they went back to their own country another way. Thanks be to God. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14, The Light of the World. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and apart from him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of humanity. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness hasn't overcome it. There came a man, sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he was sent that he might testify about the light. The true light that enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, but the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become God's children, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we saw his glory, such glory as of the one and only of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God. Shall we pray? Almighty God, who has poured out upon us the new light of your incarnate word, grant that the same light enkindled in our hearts may shine forth in our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.